Yes, Lord, we receive your light in our hearts, in our lives, and we shed forth that light into every of our circumstances, dominating the darkness and causing your glory to come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Sing with me.
We are able to go up and take the country, to possess the land from Jordan to the sea.
This with a warning. Make excellent use. Make repeated and increasing use of the truths that are being handed out by God to you in this and in other teachings. You see, God is going to and is handing out resources in the course of these things. And there is a law in the kingdom of heaven concerning resources that are handed out like this. Mark chapter 4, 24 and 25. Pay heed. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you. And still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. See to it that you use the truths that God hands to you in this teaching and other teachings in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Our index scripture is Genesis chapter 1, verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. The International Students Version says, God fashioned two great lights, the larger light to shine during the day and the smaller light to shine during the night. Hallelujah. Light has a quality, and that quality is to rule. Amen? Its quality, among other things, is rulership. Now, it's all right for us to say, let me shine where I work. Let me shine where I live. I'm in control. In my house, I set the rules. At my desk, I take the decisions. I'm in charge there. It's all right to say that. But the question we ask in Nigeria, the question we ask in any part of the world, which was also asked in Babylon and in Egypt and in so many other places, what of the rules in the place where I live and I work, when they are directly against God, can I still shine as light in those circumstances, in that office, when I come before the policeman to bail someone? Can I still shine and not give money because bail is free? When I am stopped by somebody on the road and I need to catch up with an appointment, and he says, you see, the offense is 25,000, but if you bring 10 or 15,000, we'll let you go. Can I still shine as lights when I meet with such people? When I tell them I'm a Christian, and he says, you are preaching your gospel, I'm preaching my gospel. Christianity has nothing to do with this. When I'm before the lecturer, and he says, look, for this course, everybody sorts. Yes, fine to say, shine in your house. Yes, fine to say, shine when you are the one in control. But what of when you are not the one in charge? When God has vested the authority, God has vested the charge on another person. And that person says, in this place, this is how we're going to run it. Will I conform? Can I shine? Hallelujah. 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 You see, light has the upper hand during the day and during the... Let's take us to Daniel chapter 1 and begin to lay some laws. Verse 8 and verse 9. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself. By the way, do you have that? Are we together there? I see some people still opening their Bibles. If you are there, say praise the Lord. Okay, good. So let's all read verse 8 and 9 together. Go. But Daniel resolved that he would not defile himself with the king's food or with the wine that he drank. Therefore, he asked the chief of the eunuchs to allow him not to defile himself. And God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. Hallelujah. Your light shining is not dependent on what time or what place, but on whom you are. Amen. Even in Babylon, you must shine. Okay? When you are not in charge and those running the show insist on money, you must still shine. As we read, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Was Daniel in Jerusalem at this time? Where was he? Were Babylonians worshippers of God or master sorcerers? Were they worshippers of God? Were they steeped in sorcery? They were steeped in sorcery. Did they have care for the rules and the laws of the kingdom? Was Daniel in Babylon as a prince or as a slave? So, see the situation. You are in a place not as the Lord, but as the slave. And those people are steeped in what is against God, and they have made a particular law which defiles, and they say, this is what must be done. Notice what the scripture says in verse 9. Please look at verse 9. Read it with me. Go. God gave Daniel favor and compassion in the sight of the chief of the eunuchs. God is not a respecter of persons. He doesn't do it only for Daniel and not for any of us. Anyone who is a servant living under masters, anyone who is under authority and has made up her mind, I must not sin in this university. I must not sort. I must not compromise my faith in this office, though I am an unconfirmed servant, civil servant. I'm not confirmed yet. Whenever you have proposed in your heart, as Daniel proposed in his heart, that in this office, in this circumstance, as I come before the security people on the road, even if I am the one that is at fault, I will not defile myself. I will not go against the word of the Lord. When you have made up your mind and proposed in your spirit, a law is that God will cause favor to come that will make you not to do that. Hallelujah. When you have made up that your mind, you will not sin. Before the local government, when I go for permission, I will not sin. Let me briefly share. In 1998, my wife and I decided to leave real estate. We had the invitation, well, we had the opportunity to give 30,000 naira bribe so as to have the documents changed from my father's name to my name, and we'll stop having the harassments. I had mentioned it before, the harassments were such that in pregnancy she lost weight because of the stress. And we said, no, we will not give bribe. So we decided to go and build, because we had a plot of land to build. And to build, you needed to have permits to build. And when I came for the permits before the Enugu North local government, the officer said, you must give me money. You must give me money before I go and inspect the land, because they needed to inspect before you do something. And I said, how is it that I'm running away from giving a bribe only to be accosted by bribe? I went to someone who I expected to help because of a relationship. Let me not reveal him by telling you the relationship. And you know what he said to me? Any finger you put into the rectum must bring out feces, no matter whose finger it is. In essence, he was not going to help me at all to influence the matter. I said to him, sir, I'm a Christian. He smiled. He didn't take me to a corner. He was right there with other people asking for the same thing, present, listening. And he said, you are preaching your gospel. I am preaching my own gospel. And he dismissed me. But there is a law. Hallelujah. But there is a law. God caused Abdusalami Abubakar, who had taken over after Abacha died, to give a decree that within 8 days, all local government chairmen must round up their work and be replaced. You remember? That law was given. Of course, I went and prayed and asked brethren to pray and lifted up the man before God, not for vengeance, but for deliverance. And the next time I came to the office, the man who said I must give him money took me in official car and came to New Haven. He only said, you will give us money for fuel. I said, that's not a problem. because there was fuel scarcity at that time. And in the haste to sort out the matter, the local government chairman signed first before the health and the other people. Eventually, when he came to the table of the health man said, "Give me something now." I said, "Haba, we are the same person now." He signed. I said, "Okay, I have signed now. Oh yeah, give me something." We built that bungalow without giving a shred to anyone. I still have the stamps and the dates. I'm nothing. But God has a law. When you make up your mind, see what that man told me. Whichever rectum you put a finger into, you will get what? Peace. But the law of light is that light has dominion over its dominion. Hallelujah. Please, God will give you favor. God must raise up somebody to help you. That was 1998, right? A few weeks ago, I don't remember the exact date, whether it was late June or early July, my family had cause to go to the police station to bail a young man. And I knew some of their tricks. You don't bail after 10 p.m., My daughter had gone there and kept her for so long. Late, we now went. We prayed, held hands, and said, "We're not going to do this." I called Barrister Ezejiofor for. He tried to help. He sent me a notice that the person he wants to help is not immediately available. The following morning, they will send help. They said, "Thank you." And we got there. When we got there, we said, "Bail is free." And to our amazement, the IPO said, "Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know." They had been negotiating on some money to give. And we said, "We are not giving any money, even if it means this young man is staying here. I know by 10 o'clock, people will disappear and tell me that the law says that he cannot." He said, "Even if it is 10, this boy will go." At the point they waited and did some things, I said to my people, "Let's go." We stood up to go without the boy because we said we're not giving any money. They said, "Please, please, please, just stay. At the point they asked my son, "Are you recording us?" He said, "No, we're not recording anything." And truly, we're not recording anything. Bottom line, that young man left the police station after 10, slept in my house, no kobo given from CPS. So whether it's 1998 in local government or 2022 in the police station, light rules over darkness. Dr. Ifeanyi is nothing, nobody, but the word of God is everything. Hallelujah. The word of God is what? So, I want you to make this confession. I will shine by favor and by force. I will shine by favor and by force. Because sometimes in the scripture, you don't see that favor. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were suddenly summoned with so many others and were instructed, "When you hear the sound of music, all of you should bow." There was no opportunity for them to negotiate, discuss. People just bowed, but they quietly made up their minds that they would not bow. Amen? They would not bow. What happened? They were actually thrown into the fiery furnace. Like Daniel, when he refused to obey the decree, was actually thrown into the lion's den. But then God provided a miracle. When you insist on righteousness, God must provide a miracle to deliver you, so far it is not yet your time to die. Hallelujah. CM, when you steadfastly refuse to sin, God must make a way for you. Amen. God will steadfastly make a way for you. Allow me to share examples so that you will see that God does it. Sometime this year, we were on the road going to visit, going to Benue State to visit, we were in a vehicle, Siena. And the person driving is a brother. And you know the way some people, not everybody, arrange it. You find a portion of the road that's not too good, road safety there, and a checkpoint. Our driver decided this one was not road safety. It was in Benue State. There were some people who were insisting on something, and immediately after that was the checkpoint. He ignored them. The checkpoint man stopped him, and they insisted on some sticker that I don't hear of in Enugu. Okay? And the brother said, sorry, we are not going to buy this sticker. It is not correct. They kept us. We told them that we are Christians, and he smiled and said that he was praying today to get somebody. So that as we were praying to be delivered, he had been praying to catch somebody. We spoke to the man in charge. He didn't do anything. We were kept there. At a point, we were wondering, do we settle him and get going? But we said, when you settle, you will continue settling. And where will you stop? And beside that, there was a young arrow, a young lady who had come out from secondary school. And in my heart, I said, we can't set the wrong example before this child. We can't. You know what happened? To prove to us that that license was correct, the checkpoint man spoke to another person who was stopped and felt insulted, got provoked, and said, because of us, he's been insulted. He said, where is your driver's license? They handed it to him. Get out of this place! And bros, we kicked our Siena, and we moved. Hallelujah. And that has happened. 2019 July, Otokpa, severally. Once you insist and say, Father, this is unrighteous, and I will not be compelled to do what is unrighteous, God will raise favor, will raise deliverance. You just need to be willing to wait. Hallelujah. You just need to be patient. You just need to be enduring, courteous, not abusive. Hallelujah. Stand your ground. It is a law of the universe. It does not depend on who it is, what his cadre is, what guns he carries. The law of the universe is that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The law is that God made the light to rule by day and the light to rule by night. it must happen. And I want to give you a parachute. You know, paratroopers, they jump off planes with confidence. And when they jump off planes with confidence, why are they confident? Because they have what? A parachute that is time-tested and will not fall. I want to give you a parachute. That parachute is in Luke chapter 1, verse 37. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. In the NIV, no single word from God will fail. Amen? Not one single word from God will fail. And the Bible has also said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Hallelujah. Yes. So let me read Philippians 1, 27 to 29. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel, so that whether I come and see you or I am absent, I may hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. It is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake. Amen. No matter your age, no matter your level of education, even if the person who is over you is older, richer, better educated, look, no man can ever in anything force you to violate your conscience. Are you listening? It is impossible that without you giving consent, your conscience will be violated. Pressure can be put on you. But you see, God has laws of combat. Eh? What law am I referring to? There hath no temptation overtaking you, except that which is common to man. God is faithful, who will never allow you to be tempted beyond that which you are able, but will provide a way of escape. When God opened my eyes, a way of escape that you may be able to stand up against it. When God opened my eyes, I began to decree ways of escape in every testing. Whenever a testing point to compromise with sin comes, understand that there has to have been a way of escape prepared and made for you, though it is concealed. It must be there. God will never allow you to be tempted, where a way of escape has not been made. It will never. So when you are tested, say, oh Father, your law is that this temptation is common. And your law is that there must be a way of escape. Open my eyes to that way of escape in Jesus' name. Hagar cried when her bottle of water was finished. God said, look, there is a well. Hallelujah. There is a well for you. Can you say, there is a well for me? There is a well for me, even in the desert. Have you not heard what Romans chapter 5 verse 17 says? If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness struggle through life? Eh? Does your Bible say struggle through life? What does your Bible say? Reign. Reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You see, Shipra and Puah were under authority. Authority of the king of Egypt. But they refused to kill the Hebrew boys, and God protected them. I want to show you some other dominion light has over darkness. Moses' mother, Jochebed, refused to kill Moses when he was born. Is that not true? Who gave the decree that they must be killed? In whose house was Moses nurtured? When David arose under God and Saul wanted to kill him, who made a covenant with him that he must be king? Jonathan, the very son, and Michal, the daughter of Saul, insisted on saving him. So the very household, that is the dominion of light over. You see, darkness must serve the purposes of light and not the other way around. When darkness is permitted to manifest itself in its fullness, it has to serve the purpose of light. That is dominion. That's why when Satan had his way, Jesus was arrested and the Prince of Life was slain. He was simply fulfilling the purposes of God to bring salvation of souls. When you understand that, you'll be at rest. You'll not be worried. See, I'm praying that it's not a Muslim ticket, too. But you'll not be worried whether it's a Muslim ticket or not. I'm praying against it. And by his mercies, it will not be. I'm trying to tell you that it doesn't matter the depth of darkness. What matters is your understanding of the rule of light. Hallelujah. And you will hold your head high and say, even if I'm in Babylon and these people are sorcerers, I will not defile myself. And you will not. Hallelujah. When Saul disregarded his son and his daughter, the very presence and the glory of God saved David. And the presence of God will save you. There's a caveat. I beg you, there's a caveat. You must be where God has called you to be. Please. Remember Tamar? She had no business taking food into her brother's bedroom. Please. Don't go and take your gift into man of God's bedroom. Oh. And say, Brethren, you taught us that we will not be forced to do what is sinful. I beg. You must be where you are supposed to be. Don't have unconfessed sin and try and do bold face. This thing is talking about people who have purposed not to defile themselves. Don't take off on a weekend to Lagos, collect money from your boyfriend, and then on the way coming back, you say, refine, you taught us that we will not give bribe. Are you listening to me? Please. To operate this, one, know the word and confess it. Can you say, know the word and confess it? Number two, pray and take authority in the Spirit. Before you move out every day, and when you have specific issues, pray and take authority. We have given us the scripture. No temptation has overtaken us that is unusual for human beings. God is faithful, will not allow you to be tempted beyond your strength. Instead, along with the temptation, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's one scripture. There's another scripture. Pay attention. Ezra chapter 1 verse 1, which is exactly what is in 2 Chronicles 36:22. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, so that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing. For God's word to you to come to pass, God must stir up the heart of even an unbeliever. Is Cyrus a believer? But so as to see to it that the word which says a way of escape must be provided, God will willingly stir up the heart of the DPO and say, leave this one alone. Pray and hold the heavenlies. God, you have said that to see to it that your word comes to pass, you will stir up the heart of even unbelievers. Father, stir up the heart of someone. I have made up my mind, I will not defile myself. Pray. And like we said, it's repeated in 2 Chronicles 36:22. When you see scripture repeated, it's not a mistake. For me, it's an indication of it being super reliable. Hallelujah. You are familiar with Psalm 5 verse 12. For you bless the righteous, O God. You cover him with favor as with a shield. A lot of people claim that to get contracts and money, but the Bible uses the word shield. Is shield something? I'm not saying that to get it for contract is dubious. But I'm trying to say that shield is supposed to be for what? Protection. And the context of that Psalm 5 is when the godly make up their minds to do what is right. So, you hang on to that scripture and say, Father, grant me favor. Amen. It's a parachute to jump with, for no word from God will ever fail. You need to deal with the spirits that are in charge of these things. Several years ago, when my wife was pregnant for her first child, around Abaka, we were held by some police people. And they refused to let us go. Every discussion, we didn't do anything wrong. My spirit had that witness, deal with the unclean spirit. I didn't immediately do that, and of course, we didn't go anywhere. When I obeyed that prompting and dealt with the unclean spirit, not long after that, a policeman just came and said, go. These things are spiritual. Amen? Know the word, confess the word, pray, deal with every evil, unclean, unrighteous spirit. Amen? I remember once when my sons were held up at the Sala Junction and they were told, you have to give money, you have to give something. Actually, I think my sons weren't correct in what they did, but they were held. And they said, no, you must give some money. And they called us. And I held hands with my daughter because I said, let me go there myself. I held hands with my daughter and prayed an agreement prayer. By the time I reached Sabbath bus stop, we received a call. They had let them go. Don't neglect to pray. It's not your bold face. It's not your color. It's not your, I'll call the DPO. I also know somebody. It is handled where? In the spiritual. Deal with it spiritually, but insist. Look, didn't Jesus tell us about the parable of the widow and the unjust judge? Did the unjust judge regard man? Did the unjust judge regard God? But because the woman kept insisting, the man said, sure, before this woman attacks me, oh yeah, take. And Jesus gave us that parable so that we'll know that you must always pray and not faint. Thirdly, I have emphasized that, please, you must not be living in compromise. You must not be living in some unconfessing. Deal with yourself so that the prince of this world cometh, but findeth nothing in me. Thirdly, be courteous. Be courteous before the person. Don't use it as an excuse to be rude. You unbeliever, you sinner. Yes, he's an unbeliever. Yes, he's a sinner. But be what? Courteous. It's not an excuse to become heady and to show a holier-than-thou attitude. Indeed, explain to the person, I can't do this because I am born again. I am a Christian. One of the things that happened when one of my children, because I have no greater joy than to hear that some of my children, and by his mercies all my children, walk in the truth. That's very scriptural. They were held, and that was this time I traveled, and my wife called, and they told the person, we are Christians, so we cannot do it. So, the man now asked the person that was with them, who wanted to give them money, say, are you also a Christian? He said, yeah, so these people say they are Christians, but they are not willing to do. Don't say, I am a good Nigerian. Don't say, I am on the side of the law, because this thing is between light and darkness. Properly identify yourself. I belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ forbids this thing from being done. Turn the occasion into an opportunity to witness for Christ. One of the things that made me sad was that when we said this to one officer, he said, yes, I have also been to Peace House. Now we looked at him. You've been to Peace House and you are demanding this thing from us. Of course, by the power of God, he let us go. So you stand. It's not that everybody that goes there does wrong. Oh, please, please don't misunderstand me. I'm simply saying that you stand, make it an occasion, and even when somebody has been going wrong, God will use it to rescue the person. Amen? Use it as an occasion to confess Christ. You know, there's a scriptural principle about that. If you confess me before men, I will confess you before the angels of God. If you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father. So as you're confessing and saying, I belong to Jesus, that's why I'm not going to do this. Heaven is reporting, hey, Ifeanyi is down there and he's standing for us. Angels, there's something that needs to be done. Are you understanding me? Because these things are spiritual. It's not because you know the law very well. It's not because you are connected to some DPO or any other person, but because you are connected to heaven and you are not allowing death to take over, because that thing is death. This scripture I want you to take note of in explaining why you must be courteous and why you must use it as a witness. 1 Peter 3, 14 to 16. 1 Peter 3, 14 to 16. I'd love us to read it together. Please find it. 1 Peter 3, 14 to 16. Please see to it that you use these truths from today. You will be tested. You will be what? They say, ah, but I know you before now. You've been doing this before. Which day did you decide to change? You will be what? Tested. Use it. Are we there? Okay, let's read 14 to 16. Go. But even if you should suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Never be afraid of their threats and never get upset. Instead, exalt the Messiah as Lord in your lives. Always be prepared to give a defense to everyone who asks you to explain the hope you have. But do this gently and respectfully, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak evil of your good conduct in the Messiah will be ashamed of slandering you. Amen? So please, 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 please. Righteous anger is fine, but know how to express it. Amen? I was angry when someone working for us in the poultry was taken, and in my anger, I went to pull her out of that place forcibly by the arm of the flesh. It delayed our being released. Eventually, we were released, but that anger and its manifestation delayed it. Amen. I will be courteous. I will never compromise. I will be courteous. I will never compromise. Another law, which is true, is that humility attracts greater strength than arrogance. Humility attracts greater strength than arrogance. Why? God opposes the proud, but does what? Gives grace. Humble yourself. Sir, I know you are the officer. I respect you, sir. But please, this cannot be done because I belong to Jesus. God does what? Gives grace to the humble. But God opposes the proud. Okay, I know sometimes when you have done all of this and they have refused to receive, to release the papers, and they have kept you at bay, denied you the job. Yes. Remember, we told you that if darkness is allowed to fully express itself, it must obey and serve the purposes of light. Aha. If that is happening, then it means God has something better for you. Amen. If that is happening and they refuse to give you that job, refuse to give you that money, God has something better. Amen? The life of a man does not consist in the abundance of his possessions or positions. Remember that Joseph pretty much followed these steps. He said to Potiphar's wife, "Your husband trusts me. And no one is greater in this house than I am. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God?" He didn't listen to her. He didn't allow her to be alone with him. But one day she caught him. But do you know that by her doing that, and he's being sent to prison, who was being positioned for the next phase of his greatness. Understand this, that if darkness seems to have triumphed over you, darkness has simply been outmaneuvered by God to place you in the next phase of your ministry. Paul's rights were taken away as a Roman. He was beaten, put in chains in Philippi. The darkness had simply brought Paul to the Philippian jailer, who gave his life with his household. So, sometimes you may not get exactly that which you want, which you were hoping for. But understand this, that if that were to happen, it simply means that darkness has been outmaneuvered to bring you into something better. bring you into something, you know, more efficient, something greater.
Hallelujah.
Darkness must serve light's purposes and not the other way around. And brethren, please, whatever holiness, humility, and love will not permit you to have, don't take it. Whatever holiness, humility, and love does not permit you, if you are walking in love, walking in holiness, and that thing is escaping your grasp, let it go! Because everything that God has for you, child of God, will come in the way of the kingdom. And Satan cannot ambush you successfully when you insist on not taking any part of his property on your eyes. Some of our brethren on the rise to authority have compromised in one way or the other, thinking that when we get to that authority, we'll correct it, we'll deal with it, only to find that the enemy has held them down. Whatever holiness, humility, love does not permit you to have, let it go.
Hallelujah.
Okay, finally, we've dealt with when you are not the one in charge. Supposing you are in charge and people insist on doing evil under you. You say, well, me, I will not do what is wrong. If you like, do what is wrong. No. No. You remember Paul and Barnabas were at Lystra and they said, Paul is Hermes, Barnabas is Zeus, and they wanted to sacrifice to them. Did Paul and Barnabas say, well, these are people who don't know the truth, and leave them alone? No. They ran into the crowd, tore their clothes, and said, you must not do this.
Hallelujah.
They were pleading with them, but they were warning them. So you need to insist on righteousness, even when you have the right grounds. In the story I told us in 1998, a few of my relatives on both sides offered to give bribe on our account. They said, okay, I know you won't give the bribe. Allow me to give the bribe. I said to them, if you give bribe, whatever comes out of it is on your head. The time somebody wanted to do something for a relation of mine, which I felt sure would compromise that man's purity, and they were seeking my permission, I said, I refuse for this to be done. If you insist on doing it, whatever comes from it is on your head. Maninacha.
Hallelujah.
You see, David received Abner. Abner left peaceably. Unknown to David and clearly against David's wishes, Joab ambushed and slew Abner. David forced Joab to stand behind the bier. So you must.
I'm not asking you to do the next one. He raised a curse on the lineage of Joab.
Nobody from Joab's family will fail to be halt, blind, or begging. And he refused to eat all day. And people said, truly, David didn't want Abner to be killed. I had the privilege of being the medical officer in charge
in my youth service, and some members of staff insisted that you will pay the hospital money, you will also pay our own money before we treat you. In fact, when NYSC owed me and I went to the zone that I didn't have money, he said, "Ah, you're a doctor now. When people come, zonal secretary told me this. Take money from them and keep yourself." So when they told me that, I said, "It's either you get rid of me or I get rid of you." I wasn't able to eliminate the practice, but the practice went underground. And they no longer would boast and say it would be so. And when they do it, they want to make sure that the doc does not hear about it. But it was clear that we insisted that as long as we are in this office, you are under me, you cannot do this. My messenger, unknown to me, was taking money from people before allowing them to see me. When I got to know of it, I rebuked him and made it impossible for him to continue doing that. Hallelujah. Have you made up your mind like Daniel? Let us pray. Have you made up your mind like Daniel? Have you proposed that you know no one, you have no human connections, but you must not sin? It's not a battle for you, it's a battle between light and darkness. Turn it over to the Lord and experience the victory. It doesn't matter the terrain. Bear with me. I give examples in the terrains I live in. It doesn't matter the terrain. It doesn't matter the personalities. The issue is that when light shows up, darkness has no other alternative than to bow. Can you begin to talk to the Lord? "I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own. I confess to you, Holy Spirit of God, I have no doesn't come by the force of will, of stubbornness, of headstrongness. Such power comes from the Spirit of God breathing life into you. So if you haven't given your life to Christ, if you say, "Yes, I do these things, but when I'm pressed back to the wall, I look at them as a criminal and do it and go my way so that I can get things done, daily bread and serve other people," can you please ask Jesus to come into your heart now? It is only Jesus that can give such strength. I, that you see, I don't have strength of my own. Anything that may have been good that came out from me came because God breathed strength to me. I'm nobody. And He's willing to give you that. Can you please, if you recognize that you love things that are right, but you don't have the power to stand up for light in the midst of darkness, can you please, please raise your hand? Let us pray with you. Talk to God. Ask His power. Ask His grace to use these truths He has given to you. You will be tested. Yeah. Even this week, you may start having the tests. Ask God for grace and experience His testimonies. Talk to the Lord.
And so, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We have paid attention to your word. We have heard it. Indeed, Father, we declare that we are Christians. Forgive us, O Lord, in areas where we have lived a life of compromise. Help us, Lord. We have not taken dominion over darkness, even though we are light. Father, have mercy upon us. This morning, O God, we declare yet again, according to your word, that in Jesus is life, and the life was the light of men. Father, thank you for this light that has been shed abroad in our hearts. Thank you for the opportunity, O God, even to shine in our generation. Thank you, Lord, because yet again we have heard it. And we have seen it by several examples that our preacher has given. That light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend it. Father, as we go on, O God, living the life that you have called us to live, we ask, O Lord, that in every area of our life, let every darkness, O God, take note that light has arrived in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have heard us. Thank you for your son, your servant whom you have used to bring your word to us. Having come back just today from having stayed for some time outside the country. Lord, thank you. Renew grace and strength upon him mightily in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.